Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, April the 6th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donations will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at today's show. Well, the first one, as I state on the synopsis page, is a history lesson. I'm going to talk about the story of Florence and how it applies to today. And you will see that there really is nothing new under the sun. Then a very quick comment about the jobless data. And then I'm going to talk about the way in which government is gradually, surely taking over the daily lives of the people of the country. First of all, it was the abuse of the Patriot Act, from which we've seen 19 years of declared and undeclared wars in the Middle East. Then we had the 2008-2009 manufactured crisis created by the Fed and their Wall Street banker proprietors, used to abscond with trillions in national wealth. In fact, it's a harrowing story of theft. Then we will talk about how negative interest works. I've discussed this before, but it's very important because it's another very important and insidious way in which the governments are simply laying claim to your wealth, your estate, basically. And then to end the show, I'll discuss what I call the retail endgame. All major department store chains and most shopping malls have shut down. And we'll examine the horrendous consequences. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you independently upon demand 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So as I said, feel free to select any three shows from the archives of my Podbean page. And if you don't have any preference, I highly recommend the latest three shows, because I do talk about day-to-day current events and they will be uppermost in your mind and so allow you to make a more accurate determination as to what I do in my shows. All right, so with that, let me finish with giving you my contact information, starting with my email address, which is actually on my Podbean page up at the top. But you might want to write it down anyway. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Those are my initials, my name, and the number one. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which many of you will know about already. My Facebook has some comments which are a little too short for inclusion in the main show, but I do think that you should be aware of them, so I, when the fancy takes me, I paste them up into my Facebook page. And the address there is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, no punctuation, no caps, all lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And I have a Twitter address as well for the one-liners, which don't really fit probably even in the Facebook page, but they certainly don't fit in the show. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RM Wake Up Call. That's RM, my initials, and Wake Up Call. All one word again, all lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, with that, I, Richard Martin, will take my leave, and I hope you enjoy the Wake Up Call itself if you should decide to donate. In any event, I will be back again on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, have a wonderful week. Bye-bye for now.